everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out which one is a lie. It's a podcast and a game show, correct?
Yeah, you're right, Felicia. Thanks for that intro.
You're very, very welcome.
I'd like to introduce our guest for today.
Let's do it.
Our contestants. This gentleman over here in front of me, you've seen him on NBC. He's currently opening for Marlon Wayans. He also has a podcast called Hot Nothing, a Hot Nothing. So check that out. This is DC Irvin.
Yay, DC.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome.
Thanks for coming. And this gentleman here to my left, I've worked with him for a while now.
Years.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez. Christ. Okay.
A long time. Yeah.
Easily long. Thrown Jessica Willen.
He's open for Steve-O, Bobby Lee. He has a podcast called So Deep. He was just recently on Your Mom's House, but this one's going to be even better.
Yeah.
Steven Randolph.
Yay, Steven Randolph.
Steve Money.
All right, and for the people that are listening to us and not watching us on YouTube, know that we go live streaming from a Comedy Store YouTube page around 4:30-ish on Mondays.
Yeah, we're getting closer to the 4:30 mark.
We're trying to do it. And around most Fridays at 8:30-ish.
Yes.
Right. So there you go. Here to my right is Mr. Austin Walker. He is our on-air producer, and he will be manning the YouTube page. If anybody is watching us live, you can ask questions, you can play along, and you can also vote. And manning the booth is one of our favorite people on the earth, Michael Evans. Give it up for Michael. Yay. Yay.
Mike Money.
He knows how to run the camera, and, you know, that's what we need. Okay, so, all right.
It's true.
So, I just want to say, also, we had our first Comedy Store live show up in the Belly Room last Tuesday. It was a blast, and we put that up on YouTube, and you can watch it there. Brad Williams was on it. Jamie Kennedy was on it. Yoshi was on it. It was such a fun time.
I feel bad because I just don't know how to say Yoshi's last name, so I just call him Yoshi.
Yeah, me too. God, fuck, we're so white.
I know.
Everybody probably does that.
Yeah.
It's one of those names where it's just, Yoshi.
If you don't know it, you got to just...
Yeah. Obayashi?
Obayashi.
Okay, there you go. So anyway, let's get the game started. I think you should go first.
Great.
Okay.
Back in 2000, I was in San Diego. I decided to go over to Mexico, Tijuana, and I went over with my friend Casey, and we had.
Were you living in San Diego?
I was living in San Diego.
How old were you?
Yeah, I was 2001. I was 21.
Okay.
And we went down to Mexico. We had some tacos. We decided to buy some drugs. We got arrested down there.
Now you were heavy into drugs then, right?
What kind of drugs?
Yes. Oxycontin and cocaine.
Jesus
turn
Christ.
Turn the fuck up.
Yeah. And so we went down there. I got caught. We got arrested. And we got...
By like the El Chapo?
By the Mexican police.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and we got put in... We got
Shut up. You're hilarious.
Chapo.
Yeah, El Chapo. El Chapo. Get him. Get him! Get him!
I mean, that's serious, though. Like, you're going to be, they're not going to feed you. You're going to be in.
Well, we ended up eating this mush that they would feed us every day out of a tortoise shell.
How long were you in the jail?
About a month, yeah.
Shit. You were in jail for was it a jail or a prison?
It was a prison. It was a prison, yeah.
For a month?
Yeah, for a month.
In Mexico. Tijuana.
Yeah, in Tijuana. And then one thing that I was, like, very proud of starting there, like, I freaked out, and then I just had this moment where I was like, I need to like make a change here if I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. And I started a.
Can you imagine having that thought when you're 21?
Yeah. Like, that felt like a serious life. Moment. That's, yeah. Wow. That felt like some. Wow.
Wow.
I started an arts program in the prison. And so I was.
With your poop?
No.
Why are they giving out art supplies in a Mexican prison?
We drew in blood, but we actually ended up starting to put performances on, and we did it. We did some Shakespeare, and we did just different local plays, and we had like a school come in and kind of participate with us. So I think that program's still running today. Back in 2008,
this sounds a lot like George Perez.
Yeah, no.
His backstory.
Did he start a program in there?
Uh-huh, in prison.
He started a program in prison?
Uh-huh.
What kind of program did he start?
He started doing stand-up, uh-huh, and they did shows and all that kind of
stuff. In prison.
In prison.
While he was a prisoner there.
Yes.
Wait, that's where he got his start?
No, he was about to pop.
He's got a fascinating story.
His story is fascinating. Is the word? It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, but you and him. I mean, you only had a month.
Mm-hmm.
He was in for years.
Yeah, I'm pretty ambitious.
And in Mexico, you don't even know the language.
Yeah, and un poquito. I knew enough.
It must have been hard to translate Shakespeare.
Did you do it in Spanish or in English?
Well, we did it in Spanish. I kind of mostly was like the director to the play. So like I didn't act in it. And like I had translators and stuff like that because all we had was time, you know?
Were you all just in one big cell and you were like, hey, Jose, get up there.
We held auditions.
Who was we?
Me and the team. I assembled a team.
Who was on your team?
Oh, God, I don't remember the names. There's a guy with like a mullet.
You're telling me that you were in a Mexican prison and you started a Shakespeare program and you can't remember the name of your fucking team members?
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, no. I didn't even start talking about this until 5 years ago. It was so traumatic for me.
Oh, shit.
I like buried it, you know? So I didn't talk about it for years.
Yeah, but you did the whitest thing ever. Like you went down to a Mexican prison and instead of just dealing with it and sucking at life,
mm-hmm,
you were like, I'm going to make things better.
I always try to give back. You know, even when I was on drugs, I'd always give back.
I have a technical question.
Yeah.
I myself was once arrested in Tijuana.
Oh,
what?
Whoa.
Yes.
What?
Whoa. Yes. So how did
for
the...
For what?
Shocker.
Well
yeah.
For photographing where I shouldn't have been photographing.
Oh.
And then the police came. I was with another girl and the police came. And she tried to bribe him, and it was like the clumsiest move ever. And he just wasn't tolerating our bullshit. And he put us in the car, and he took. So this is my question, and then I'll finish up my story. When they put you in the car, right? Mm-hmm. And did they drive you to what part of town? Do you have a memory of? Was it on the outskirts of town?
It was on the outskirts of town.
Uh-huh, like where you were.
Right outside Tijuana.
Visualize it, Randolph.
And so...
somebody online wanted to know if you could name two jails within the gang, because that would verify your credibility.
To my two jails? I can't. I blocked out a lot of that.
All right. Mm-hmm. So when they drove you to the jail, then exactly what happened in that jail?
They didn't... drive me to the jail. They drove me to the judge. You go and meet a judge first.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have money for bail. And so I think it was kind of like a bribe. So they asked for $200. I didn't have $200. And for like, I think like, it was like a day and a half, we were in with all these federales and sitting with a guy that they called the judge. But it was just a bunch of guys, like a bunch of Mexican guys just sitting, playing cards, hanging out. So we had this like...
What was it a separate... I'm very sorry to interrupt. I just want to be clear. Was it a separate building than the jail or the prison?
It was a separate building than the prison.
So
yeah.
did it feel like a courthouse?
It felt like a courthouse with a few cells.
Okay.
You know.
Like Andy Griffin.
Yeah, Mayberry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we didn't have the money. My cell phone wasn't working at the time because it stopped working. And then I tried to call my dad. I got through on like the third day and my dad ended up wiring a bunch of money later. And that's how I got out, you know, but
it took a month and you had time to set up a program.
Yeah.
Did you end with a play before you left?
No, I never got to see the finished product, but I did set up the whole program in there and they're still doing it. In 2008, my therapist thought it would be a good thing for me to reach back out. And so I emailed them and they remembered and they said there was still kind of like that program going on. But I didn't want to follow up and go down there and visit because it was just too emotional for me.
Did you remember which Shakespeare play they did the first time?
Well, we didn't ended up doing it, but it was Hamlet.
I don't even know how that goes.
It's Lion King.
The Lion King?
Yeah, it's the same. It's pretty much the same story as Lion King.
You're shitting me.
No, yeah.
Lion King ripped off Hamilton?
Yeah. I didn't.
Or maybe it's Macbeth. I don't know. One of the two.
Wow.
Nuh-uh.
I'm sold.
Okay.
We do have a big fan of Stevens Online. Uh-huh. So he says that he knows a lot of your stories, and they are all very good. And this is not one of them. So he's going to be able to verify later if he has heard the other story. Uh-huh. Then we'll pretty much have an ace in the hole there.
Okay.
So.
Do you guys get help from fans?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all online. Keep,
questions, and then we all vote at the end.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I wasn't ready for that shit. Yeah.
Be cool out there.
Yeah. I think it's all good. Okay, so that's a first good story. I like that.
Thank you.
It's really out of the thing. What happened to me is because they took me and the other girl to the actual jail, and there was a judge in the jail. Mm-hmm. And then they took our film. I gave the wrong roll of film because, you know, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
And then I had to pay a fine. And then it was very scary because we were the only women there. And the guy, he had a chewed off ear. So then I had my cell phone. It was right when because it was a while ago. It was like I must have had my first or second cell phone or whatever. So I was slouching back in the patrol car trying to call my husband, right? But I was so afraid because he was like, don't get fucking arrested in Tijuana. Because he was always could call my shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I had to call my best friend, like, you gotta help me. Don't tell my husband.
You know they let you keep your cell phone in the jails there? They don't like strip search you?
They didn't because we went in front of the judge first. And then because we paid the fine and then...
yeah, but you still think they would search you before you went in front of the judge. What if you had a weapon?
They didn't pat you down?
They're not.
They did not pat us down. I have no answers for you. They did not pat us down.
She's not the one lying for sure. She's not the one on
But then afterwards, they were like, can we drive you back to where you need to go? And we were like, no, we'll walk, bitch. You know what I mean? We're out. And it was really scary. Yeah. So I could see where that would be traumatic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but a month, especially how long before your dad paid the bond or paid
a month.
He waited a month before he paid?
He couldn't get the money. They had to take money out on the house. And it was like this whole
thing. How much money was it?
I think it was like $50,000.
Holy shit. I would have stayed there. I would have never got out.
How many drugs were you buying?
Two.
No, I know. I mean, how much of each drug?
Probably about $200 worth total.
So it was $50,000 bond for buying $200 worth of.
I don't know if bond would be the correct word. It was just if you want to see your son alive. Yeah. And I had to do some things, and I had to do some things in there that I still, you know, ashamed of.
Yeah, Hamlet.
Save it for the stage tonight, Jessica.
Okay. All right, well, that's a first good story. Let's move on to your story.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I believe you, bro.
I don't know.
All right. So I used to work with this chick, right? We worked together at some little company.
No, I need more than that, buddy. Okay,
it was a credit card company.
Okay.
So the credit card company, we would like do fucking customer service, collections, shit like that. And she would always walk past my desk, and she would, like, leave random notes on my desk, like some real elementary school shit. Like, do you think I'm pretty or this and that, whatever. And she was, you know, one time I fucking answered the question. I was like, yeah, I think you're pretty. And she was like, hey, I think we should hang out sometime. And I was like, cool, I'm down. We went to, like, a place called Scandia. It's like a...
golf and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. Yeah, it is, yeah. We went to this place called Scandia. You hear me? No, just like this. Weird.
Don't read it. Yeah. Don't read it.
You want to go? Yeah,
you want to go? No.
You want to go? All holes open. Right. Yeah.
So we went to the Scandia place, whatever. Right. Had fun. Dope little date. And after, I thought it was done. And she was like, "Hey, you want to go to the movies?" And I was like, "Cool, let's do this. Let's go to the movies." You know, real weird, random day. We go to the movies. We're hanging out, whatever.
Same night.
Same day. Okay. It's all same day. Same. Now we're at nighttime though. Same night, whatever. After the movies, I'm thinking it's done. I'm ready to go home. And she's just like, "You want to get a room?" And I was like, "I was just gonna go home and, you know, watch TV, but I'm down."
Yeah.
Real random of me. I normally don't do stuff like this. I was like, "I'm down. Let's do this." And so we get a room. Everything starts happening.
Did she pay for the room?
She got the room. Motel 6. Got the room. Motel 6.
I have slept with men in a Motel 6. Room.
I have too. I mean, women.
She gets the room, right? And everything's going down. Having sex before the climax. She takes the rubber off.
Before your climax?
Before my climax. Takes the rubber off. I let everything I have in her. Everything I have in her. After...
Wait, No.
Like mid-stroke?
You gotta explain that a little bit more.
So I'm doing it.
Uh-huh.
And when it's time to do, I just didn't stop. Mm-hmm. She kept, I just...
But how did she grab it with her?
She grabbed it. No, she grabbed it. She like grabbed it.
Is that a squirrel? And then you're like, whoa. And then she snaps it off. Like, what the fuck?
I've had that kind of shit happen.
No, she.
Like, did she change her sexual position to fucking throw you off and then snap it off? Like, what the fuck?
No, I'm on top. Yeah, I'm on top. She has her legs like cradled around me. Uh-huh. And she reaches down and pulls it and then pulls me too.
Pulls you in.
Pulls me in, yeah. Right? So everything, I could have, like, pushed off, but I kind of wanted, I think I wanted to, too.
It goes from feeling okay to amazing, and you're like, well, fuck it.
Right.
That most kids are born.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything I have goes in there. Gets real quiet in the room. Now I'm feeling like, I was violated. I go, why did you do that to me? And she's like, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to feel the real you. This is what she says. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
And I go...
You got duded.
I feel like I felt like some Me Too shit. Yeah. I was like, this, yeah, I felt seriously violated.
Yeah, well, yeah, because this sounds like what men would normally do, not a woman,
right.
Usually.
Threw me off.
I just wanted to feel the real you, baby.
So I'm having a hard time understanding this. So you're saying you're going at it, and, uh-huh. and she, you were on top.
I'm on top.
Her legs are wrapped around you.
They're wrapped around me.
And then when one moment when you're almost out of it, she grabs the condom off, pushes you back in her, you squirt.
It was like simultaneous, like she was
Did she know, were you like, I'm about to come?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I was, you know, like, I'm about to come. And she's like, yeah, and then rips it off, and I just don't pull back. And then gets quiet in the room. I'm like, why'd you do that?
Were you doing like fast strokes, or
I think I was pumping. I was rabbit.
Slow, fast.
Yeah, it was like the rabbit. She timed that shit great.
Yeah,
threw me off. Timed that shit great.
I've had shit like that. Girls do that. Yeah,
I swear. And then she goes after that. She gets quiet, and I was like, I never want to. Like, I don't want to speak to you no more. I think that was really some fucked up shit.
But I don't understand while she was doing it, why weren't you just like, what the fuck?
It feels good.
It's hard. Yeah, like, it's hard to stop.
But then if you're having the, oh my God, this is awesome. I am so violated. Like, that's not how that works.
I guess, I don't know.
It was the blame game.
It feels like as a man, when you're just about to bust, and then somebody takes that away from you, you just hold it.
Imagine someone's Imagine there's a pizza in front of your face, and the girl's like, You want to eat it? You're like, I want to eat it so bad. That's all I've ever wanted to do is eat this pizza. And then right when she's putting it in your mouth, she goes, a fly landed on that a minute ago. And then you're like, what? I don't even care.
But that wasn't what he said.
A fly landed on it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, a fly landed on it? Yeah, a fly landed on it. Well, I just wanted you to eat the pizza. Like, why did you eat it?
Not the same thing at all.
It is. Why did you eat it?
Exactly, bro.
Well, I was hungry. My mouth was wet. I was hungry. And you're like, a fly landed on this. It fell on the ground. You're like, wait, what?
Exactly.
Well, here's an experience I had. So I'm having sex with this guy. This is last year, right? It is muy bueno, right?
Yeah. That's good, right?
I'm about to bust.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say. I'm about to bust a nut.
Yeah.
And he licks my whole face as I'm about to bust my nut. You know what I do?
What'd you do?
What the fuck?
Women are different.
Different.
That's the difference.
We can't stop
that.
Yes, you can.
Oh, no. You can't. No.
Once it starts coming out, it has to complete.
No. This is
a cycle.
Men and women are like similar a lot. Yeah. We are different a lot. Right. And when we're about to bust, like, nothing stops that stream.
Nothing stops it.
The only thing that could stop that stream is your mom coming in. That's
that would fuck it up.
That's the only
thing. That'll fuck it up.
Other than that.
And even then, I'll still be, oh, mom.
Yeah.
A little would come out.
Once that train's going,
a little would come out.
That I believe.
It's
that
like shaking up a Coke can and it's coming out. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Leave your body. Your soul leaves your body when you're a guy for 3 seconds. Then you come back in, you're like, I'm a human again. Oh my God.
Look at this. So they're trying to fucking gaslight us into believing their soul leaves their body when they bust a nut, that we're not elevated as people enough for our fucking souls to leave our bodies.
We go to another place.
No, it's not good. No. I wasn't saying elevated our souls leave our body. It wasn't a positive thing. We turn into something evil. You know, we're like, yeah, come. And then you're like, whoa, I'm a good guy. What happened?
Yeah. No, said every guy behind a trash can beating up a woman.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. I mean, I don't know. What did she say? No, I'm just kidding.
So you came inside of her.
Came inside of her. As I was saying,
Did you already have kids at this point?
I'm gonna get to that. Watch.
Oh, okay.
This was crazy. So I, you know, whatever that happens, whatever. I don't talk to her at work. I'd say about, you know, later on down the line, she hits me up and she's like, "I'm pregnant."
Well, no shit.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I say, what are you gonna do? And she goes, "I'm gonna get an abortion or whatever." And I'm like, well, I support whatever you decide to do, but just, you know, let me know so I can, you know. And she's just like, you treated me so bad that night, this or that, da-da-da-da-da-da, hangs up on me. I don't see her. I don't speak to her. I actually quit the job. I actually leave the job. Not because of her, I just leave the job.
Do you think she was trying to trap you?
I don't know.
And were you in a spot at the moment that you were trappable? Like, did you have your shit together?
No. Well, because I just had a baby on the way. So my
you had a baby on the way.
Yeah, had a baby.
And
on
then
the
you
way.
Took your coworker out and fucked her.
Yeah, but we were on. I wasn't with my girlfriend anymore. So I took. Oh, and we were like on a break, and she just so happened.
A break.
We're on a break.
It's about to go. Yeah, down.
We were on like a 12-hour break.
It was a break. Yeah.
Swear. Those breaks are fucking deadly. Yeah. It was a break. Breaks. You don't. Yeah, shit right. goes down.
So I tell her, I was like, it'll be complicated because, you know, my girlfriend is, you know, pregnant. And I'm getting back with her, and that pissed her off. Didn't speak to her for a long time after that. Fast forward about 5 years later, I'm at my daughter's elementary school, picking her up from kindergarten.
And you see DC Jr.
And I see her walking her daughter in the classroom with my dad in the same classroom and shit. And I was like, hey, haven't seen you in a while. It's been a while, whatever. And she goes, I was like, so your daughter's in this class? She was like, that's our daughter. And that was like, fucking it.
Wow.
So what does that mean? That was fucking it. What do you mean? Like, are you paying child support? Are you in this child's life?
Yeah, I'm in his life.
Him? You just said it was
no,
a
I'm
her?
In her life. Yeah, I'm in her life. Uh-huh. No, I'm saying fucking house. I'm in her life. Yeah, I'm in her life. Yeah.
So how long were you at that job? Did you quit soon after?
I was there 2 years. So I quit soon after. So after the...
I mean, we know he's got babies. We know he's got kids.
We got a fucking game going on.
Yeah.
Anything online?
Yeah, Buddy said, confirm you can't hold a load because your balls wake. And
it's called blue balls. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. It's impossible.
It hurts.
Yeah, but you could have like pulled out and went on her stomach.
I tried.
Well, Kim,
yeah, they yeah. lock in.
Does
yeah.
she overpower in. You with her with muscular legs. Arms?
When the legs lock, when a woman's legs lock, they lock.
Yeah, yes.
Pull
yes.
me in.
So yes. Ken confirmed by equating it to stopping a gun from firing after the trigger was pulled. And Leah said, it's called edging, Ken. Look it up. And she also asked Jess, did you just
Thank
try to
you.
Shoot your shot
Thank
with
you.
DC during that story?
Shoot my shot? I'm like, no. DC knows he's handsome.
All right. So that's why I think what about you, Michael? I'm very sorry, Jessica.
I'm reeling back here.
I know. It was such an emotional... Both yeah, stories were kind of emotional.
Emotional guys.
They told yeah. stories.
You bring yeah. a couple artists in
they
here.
They've both been yeah. wrong, yeah. huh?
They're my yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah. I think we're both doing the right thing.
Wow. Wrong.
Yeah.
I love that you were wiping your brow as you were telling the story, yeah. not suspicious looking at all.
Well,
like.
since you bring
the first 48, you, yeah, yeah. it's like, shit, I have to relive this shit?
Yeah.
I'm already embarrassed by it.
Like, since you bring that up, his lip was quivering during the start of that story. It was
oh,
like,
really?
It was visibly going up.
Oh, really?
I was going to save it for the end, but
maybe
since you brought
he was
it up,
trying not to laugh. No, like, I could see where if you were trying to fool people and you were like, I'm fucking
I don't know. That looks like a thinking quiver to me.
Yeah. Yeah. He was traumatized.
Yeah, hurt.
Just poor traumatized thing. By getting his nut off yeah. by some girl that snatched a rubber off of him.
Violated. That's like a violation, right?
And
I did that
too.
To a girl one time.
Really?
I snatched it off. Like, right before I came, I snatched off a blue load in her. I was like, why did I just, I did it. I was like, why the fuck did I just do that?
Steven!
Anyway, what? Things said here today should not be a reflection on the Comedy Store. No, okay. All right.
Yeah, I apologize. She got Plan B and she's like, all right. And it's, you know, wild. She was my girlfriend at the time, but yeah, it was inappropriate. Anyways, onward.
Ken asked how old your daughter is.
18, oldest is 18. The youngest is, 18 and 19.
How old were you at the time?
When that happened, I was 18 and 19.
You were 18
uh-huh.
when you worked at a credit card company?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How'd you get that job?
It was a company called, I mean, it's not like nothing serious. You just fucking got to know how to answer phones.
I know, but where did you get a job like that?
It was only like 10 bucks an hour.
So. Wait, what state? Yeah.
California.
So where did you get a job like that?
In the Bay Area.
Like, how'd you find out about a job like that?
They were doing passing out shit at our
No, because I have an 18, 19-year-old looking for jobs. And I'm all like...
They were passing out, like, brochures at our college.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was, like, a new credit card company. Okay. They were, like, a startup. And so they were hiring everybody. And 10 an hour back then was, like, fucking bank.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Like, I topped out at 13.
That's
10.
Why she was like, I'm going to lock this dude
yeah, she,
in.
Yeah.
10 an hour.
Yeah. All right, your turn for your second story.
Okay. So when I first started here about four and a half years ago,
how he changes into this different character when he tells a story.
I'm going into my heart, you know.
Okay, okay. You got to dive in.
Somebody online said you evoke too much emotion when you tell a story, so that's why they were having a lot of time.
I didn't know that was a thing. Sorry, I'll be more Matt.
Just the messenger here.
I'll be more matte finished and disconnected when I tell my stories, like every other fucking person at this club. All right, okay.
Talk that shit.
Yeah, okay, hi. I'll be ironically disconnected. So, I'm a comic.
No, don't do it.
I'm broken. I hate my family. No, that's not the product you get. You get my heart when I perform, and I'm sorry for that.
All right,
actually, no, I'm not sorry. I'm sexy.
Well.
That's an acting class. You can't say I'm sorry in this acting class because actors and entertainers apologize for their very existence. So the teacher said every time you say I'm sorry, the whole class will have to say you're not sorry, you're sexy. And it's just empowering. It makes me feel good. So 4.5 years ago.
You God damn it!
I know. No. 4.5 years ago. Yeah, this is probably 4.5 years ago. I'm working here. One of the first shifts you work is in the original room.
That's one of the first ones?
Yeah, like the first, yeah, like early on. Like I worked, no, that's not one of the first ones you worked, but I was working in the original room early on. It had to be my third week into working here. I was doing an OR front position. That's the person just sitting there checking people in the original room. So I was working in the original room. That shifts from like 6:30 to
it's
like
very long.
2 in the morning. I'm working it tonight. I'll be there. Don didn't get off till 2:50 last Monday. So I'll be there till 3 o'clock tonight.
Grinding.
So, but I didn't know that. I think it was my first shift there. It was 1:45 in the morning. And there's probably, you guys know those spots. There's 3 to 5 people on in the audience sometimes, half of which are drunk. So it's like people that are just too drunk to leave.
Right.
Maybe a couple real comedy fans.
Right.
It's an odd hour. It's 1:45 at night. I also have a day job. I still do. So I have 2 jobs. So I'm like, you know, hour probably 16 of working. And Jesus Trejo, who we just talked to, was on stage. And he was doing stand-up. And a perfect ball about that size.
Oh, God. Here we go. Fuck.
What?
A fucking ghost story?
I'm so glad you're here.
No, I'm team you. I had a ghost experience here.
She doesn't believe that they're in this very room, even though I showed her video evidence of orbs. That
he says they're orbs. It's specks of dust in front of the fucking computer camera. Come
that
on,
randomly
awesome.
Don't show up all the time, just happen to show up and go, woo, all around Robert Kelly.
Believe or not.
Okay.
Unsolved Mysteries did a special on this building, and there was a vortex in this very room.
I
remember
sure.
that.
Yeah.
I remember that shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we need to call Ghostbusters.
My best friend's a gypsy psychic,
uh-huh.
and he came here with me. And
are you doing Don's set?
No. I'm just trying to do me on it.
What the fuck? All right. So continue your story. So a big ball goes near Jesus.
Yeah, a ball of smoke. Like about that size. Uh-huh. So it was like about the size of a globe.
Uh-huh.
Just manifests over Jesus. He's telling stand-up. And it was like someone's vape, right? Like she's blown out. It was like someone's vape in the room. But it was...
Oh, shit. Austin, there's a ghost.
Yeah. It was... They hear you making fun of them. Okay.
No, I'm a believer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a believer.
Yeah, please help me with my career.
Yeah.
Please let people laugh tonight. So it formed a perfect sphere... over his head. So now I'm like, that's not someone's vape because it's like a perfect ball. So there's this old man sitting in the back, right? And I go, hey, and he's half drunk. And I go, hey, is that a ball of smoke? And he just goes, yeah, that's a ball of smoke. I go, is that from someone smoking a cigarette or vape? He goes, I don't think that is. Because I was looking at everybody in the room. There's like five or six people scattered in the room. No one was blowing smoke. And if even if they did, it was...
It wouldn't be a perfect fucking ball.
I think
ball.
Somebody's blowing smoke
yeah,
right now.
It was like out of an 80s movie. It just went boom. And it started rotating.
Did Jesus notice it?
Okay, so I'm sitting there looking at it. I'm fixated on it, mesmerized by it. Jesus runs off stage.
He sees it and runs off stage?
No, he just runs off stage. I don't even know who
his
Jesus
time was up
is.
Or he's just like...
Halfway through his set, he runs off stage.
Shit.
Late enough where there, I think there was one person after him and then Don. I don't even know Jesus. I don't know him. I run out to the kitchen. I find him in the kitchen. I go, hey, man. Dude, you had more time going on. You know, what was going on? And he just looked like he's seen a ghost. And I go, you had a ball of smoke. And I explained the whole story to him. He goes, shut up. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. So I don't know him like to joke like this. You know, uh-huh. It's 1:45 at night. He goes, shut up. He goes, dude, the reason I ran off stage because something was screaming at me from behind the curtains. And he goes, a voice was yelling at me.
Oh, shit.
And the audience, but I couldn't hear the voice. And he goes, the audience heard the voice and it was screaming and screaming after every joke I told. And he even said to the audience, can you hear that? And they're like, yeah. And he threw the microphone down and got scared and ran.
You saw him run. You saw him run.
He's run. And I'm like, why is he running? But he didn't acknowledge the fear that was hovering over his head. So then I just went back on, and by then Don or whoever was next was there, and he and I didn't talk about that for years later, and sometimes we bring it up, but that's my story.
Wow, I am listening to you, and I think to myself, and you want us to believe that you taught Shakespeare in Mexico? You know what
I mean? I will say that Randolph does believe in ghosts for sure. There's been a time I was in the belly room stairs, and I was like...
Yes, I forgot about that.
What? No, tell
you
us
you had the experience, Jessica.
Yeah, I just went along with you.
No, you're going to make him storm
wait,
off.
Wait, Jess, wait. You saw a ghost too?
I did not see a
Jessica,
ghost.
It's called denial.
It ain't
Jess,
you got that,
you got that look like you saw some shit.
I've seen
some shit, but not ghosts.
Felicia, it went through us in the top of the belly room stairs where there's a lot of activity. I'm teaching her how to do the marquee, the little mini marquee for the belly room. Something went woo through us. We both, you didn't do it. You're not that kind of a person.
No, I didn't do it to you.
No.
I lost my balance. It wasn't.
You're in denial.
That's what it looks like.
You're in denial.
Because you remembered. So if I just fucked with you 4 years ago, you wouldn't remember it and go, that was an experience we had. I don't know what it was.
It was only an experience because you made it an experience.
Thank you for I'm not that good, you know? Something passed through us, and we both went, oh, something passed through us, and she got freaked out, I got freaked out.
What did she do when she got freaked out?
Freaked out.
No wonder you tried to brush the subject
off. That's why she didn't want to talk about this
shit. She's like, no, I don't believe it.
She's like, I don't believe
it.
We're not going
to
turn this on me.
Something came
I don't believe
steps, went
ghosts.
Through us, and we both at the same, like, you know when you both the chill?
Yeah. Ask Felicia about her crazy shit she saw.
She'll get mad if I
say
it.
Wait, what'd you
say? Say it, please. I'll cut it out if we have to.
That's a door.
Okay, so you know, look, she's all like angry. So you know the
what is this anger?
I know, she gets mad.
She doesn't want to believe that she saw it.
From my years of therapy, I know that anger is fear. So what are you afraid of? That it's real.
We have to get to the bottom of this, Jess.
We're not moving on until you cry. Well, my experience was in the hallway behind the main room. And you know how they have the big main room, green room, right? And then in that hallway, they have the sliding doors that have the little mirrors. And
little pocket doors?
Yeah, the little pocket doors. So it was late at night. I had a spot in the main room. I go, and no one's back there. Someone's on stage. And I go in. I never liked it back there. And I go and I look to see who's on stage. And I go back to, you know, because right by those pocket doors, they put the line up. So I took my camera out. Oh, this is what happened. When I walked back, one of the pocket doors was out about that much.
Uh-huh.
So I go to like push it in, but it's like, you know, it won't give. So I'm like, fuck, that's not my
fuck
problem.
It, yeah.
And then I take my camera out to take a picture of the lineup. And right as I do that, the door goes up and down and up and down.
Oh my! Shit. I just got chills.
Goes up and then I
multiplying.
Fucking no. I no, because I made sure I did the right amount this time. Because you always say that. Oh, first it just went up and down, and now it's up and down and up and down and up and down. No, it went Jessica. Up and down, up and down, up and down. So
there's always whispers in that back area. I hear I hear whispers in my ear.
I put my phone away and I fucking ran out of there. Mm-hmm. And I ran when it was my turn to go. I stayed and watched the set from the main room. And then when he said my name, I fucking ran back there.
I heard it go. I heard a voice go, hey, the other night. Always, when I first started, they go, do you hear the whispers in, when you're getting the ladder back there? Late at night, I always hear whispers in that hallway. We do know for a fact that a bunch of people lost their life back there.
How?
Where? On the steps going up into the sound booth. That's where they would kill people.
Oh, really?
Like the mob, right?
The mob would kill people.
Oh, on really? Steps.
So they said hundreds of people lost their lives in that hallway.
Oh, now it's hundreds of people, though?
Yeah. 150? Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
200?
All right.
I don't know.
Any questions from the people watching online? Sorry we took so long with that, but I believe you. She does not.
I'm scared, bro.
I do want to say that Buddy C. Buddy, who was your fan that tuned in, as you were about 23 seconds into your story, and he says ghost was all he commented before you'd said anything about ghost. So he obviously knew this story too. And later on commented and said, nailed it that fast. I'm a psycho. I think he meant psychic. But so this obviously holds a little bit of validity.
What do you think, Michael Evans over there?
This has been a crazy episode for me. These are like, so the first two stories are my two biggest fears on the planet. Like getting locked up and getting someone pregnant
which
who
is
I shouldn't
the same
have.
Thing.
Yeah.
And both forms of jail.
And also, I kind of start tripping immediately when you start with these ghost stories. Now I'm watching the camera. I'm watching above y'all's heads. I'm like, something's going to show
up. My psychic said there's a lot of animal and sacrifices in this room in the 30s. There's a lot of sacrifices. Shit. I'm not kidding.
And a lot of unauthorized fingering. I know this from experience.
Oh, wow.
Equally as terrifying.
Well, hello. Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to your story.
Oh, okay.
So top that.
I can't. That is fucking shit. Okay, fifth grade. I'm going back. Fifth grade. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm going to tell it. Fuck it. Fifth grade. I got my ass kicked, right, by this chick. Her name was Sheikah. Beat my ass. And she was older. She was, like, in high school or whatever. I don't know why. It was after school. It was, like, an ice cream truck or some shit. We were hanging out. And she was, like, a good friend of my sister. And so I see this girl, Sheikah. I'm with my buddies and all that, and I'm, like, trying to show out. I'm, like, I see her. She's, like, oh, there goes Shalonda's little brother. And I go, oh, what's up, bitch? Randomly just said that for no reason. No reason at all, thinking I'm tough, whatever the case is. She's like, what did you say? I said, hey, bitch. She says, come across the street and say it to my face. I get across the street.
Were you like goofy, like, okay.
Yeah, stupid. Like, dumbass. Wow. Okay, yeah. Go across the street. And when I tell you, she like starts like fucking me up, kicking me on my ribs. Just like a horrible ass whooping, right? My friends are watching. They're like, they're like, oh, you made the wrong decision. Yeah. So I'm like, oh,
they're
shit.
They're like, she really is.
Yeah, they're
a
like,
bitch.
She's really. Yeah, exactly. So I get up and I was with my white buddy Dustin and my black buddy, what's Ronnie? And Ronnie's like, man, she like really fucked you up, bro. Like she had like I can't fuck with McRib sandwiches at McDonald's because he was like, she had a ribby cue. She was kicking your ribs. That's called a ribby cue. And I was like, I can never eat McRibs or whatever again.
The same.
Yeah, whatever the case is. So I go home and I tell my sister. She's like, what's going on with you? Why are you crying? And I was like, Sheikah. That's how you know somebody kicked your ass when you fucking just say that first. I said, Sheikah. And she's like, what'd she do? I said, she beat me up. She said, what'd you do? And she said, I did nothing. Lied to my sister. I said, I did nothing. And so she calls Sheikah. She calls the girl. And Sheikah's like, my sister's like, so what happened with my brother? And she's like, well, he called me a bitch. And I was like, that bitch lying. I didn't call her a bitch, whatever the case is. So my sister fights her, meets her somewhere. They meet up, fights her. My sister gets her ass kicked too.
Whoa.
Fucks my sister up too. And that was like it. And my sister was pissed at me because I was like, I didn't tell you. Like, I didn't want you to fight her. I thought you would be better than me, but she beat my sister ass too. So Sheikah's like undefeated. End of story. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I like his own. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Four good stories, you guys. Yeah, it's a lot to wrap your head around,
they're
right?
definitely out there, aren't they?
Yeah. Any we more came prepared. Comments online? Yeah,
I was just telling my truth.
Okay. All right. So, well, then why don't we just move it along and you, unless you have any questions about any of the stories, or should we have Austin go ahead and recap?
I'll have Austin do the recap,
okay,
I guess.
Do the recap, Brooke. He's going to tell your two stories very quickly.
All right. And real quick, somebody did say that you were on a Mexican Jerry Springer one time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chingazo or something?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. Jose Luis Sin Censura.
Is that Tijuana as well?
No, that is Lieberman Broadcasting in Sun Valley, California.
Oh, really? Mm. But also somebody said no white guy with a haircut like that is surviving Mexican prison. So
he hasn't always looked like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just met.
Yeah.
Going off.
Have you always
you must have been
like
pretty baby faced when you were 21.
I always look older, and then I started looking younger. It's weird. I don't know what's going on. Heroin. It preserves you.
You did heroin?
For 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And you look pretty good, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I slept through my 20s. I was just in like REM sleep.
Were you doing heroin at the time you bought those drugs in Mexico?
Oxycontin.
Just Oxycontin?
And cocaine.
And how many years ago was that?
2001.
It's a rough year.
All right.
Story one. He went down to Mexico when he was 21 for some drugs and tacos, but got busted by El Chapo and the Federales. He was in Mexican prison for a month eating Tijuana gruel from a hollowed-out tortoise shell, which somehow led him to forming an arts program where they performed Shakespeare with a school that came in and was mysteriously let in because he's so ambitious. Story two, 4 years ago, he's working here in the original room, and Jesus Trejo is on stage, and a big ball of smoke that's definitely not vape floats across the room. Jesus runs out, Steven runs after him because he was mesmerized by the smoke thing, and Jesus tells him it was some voices screaming behind the curtain that scared the crap out of me, and I had to go, and he told him about the ball, and there are ghosts at the Comedy Store, so just live with it.
I think about, how long had you been into OxyContin when you before going down to Tijuana and getting arrested?
Probably about a year. No, yeah. Since 98, probably 2 years.
98?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
Was it on the market, that wildly popular and on the market in 98?
Yeah, since 97. It's all Googleable. You could.
No, we're not allowed to Google.
Well, somebody did just comment and say that he did mule drugs from Tijuana. I don't know how they know that, but maybe they bought some.
Mm.
And somebody just commented and said, Aunt Chica is a beast.
yeah, I know. I wondered what happened with her. Like, you know, she's
running drugs down
Tijuana.
Yeah,
she's running something, dude.
All right, well, let's take a vote. Does anybody want to vote online
Literally
first?
Everybody online thinks that the first story is a lie, and I would have to concur with them.
Yeah, because my dad went on OxyContin when it was pretty new. And that was probably more like 2004 or 5.
To me, the lie is like right in the only having a month there and forming a whole arts program doing Shakespeare. I don't think a trained actor could learn Hamlet.
Yeah, how did you even talk people into doing it?
It's really hard for me to talk about. It's so emotional, but it was
true.
Yeah, it was like I don't know if you've ever been in a position when you needed something from someone that was Mexican that didn't speak English, if you've been lost, and you need, like, there's something else that takes over with languages. Like, I can go to Russia, and if I was in trouble, I'd be in trouble! Like, you just kind of, like, emote.
Russians are crazy, dude, so I watched this Puma online, right?
Oh, my God, here we go with this shit. You won't believe in ghosts, but you fucking binge-watch anybody with a wild animal in their studio apartment.
Sarah Hyland Rosenstein had an alpaca in her apartment.
Yes, I saw that.
I thought about you immediately.
Wow. Yeah, this Russian couple keeps a puma in their studio apartment.
Crazy.
Now they're building a house now, so it won't be long. But they live there, and then they take this puma outside their apartment, and they let it loose to run around with them. And you mean nobody in the apartment in Russia calls up and like, hey, there's a dude playing with a puma outside?
Yeah, that's wild.
Goddamn mountain lion.
Goddamn cougar in a car.
Yeah. Right. Let's start and take a vote. You guys can vote too. Which story of his do you think is the lie?
I think the lie is the ghost story.
Really? And why?
I just think because that's like what I would go for to make you guys think.
I feel like I've heard that story. Now, was it from Randolph? I don't know. But I do feel like I have heard that story of Jesus and the ball of smoke.
Uh-huh.
But I have to go on my principles alone and say that he was that's the lie. The ghost is the lie. Is the lie.
Even with confirmation online, people saying that is the true story.
Yes.
Hmm. But when you like when you're on drugs, you go through like crazy shit.
Yeah.
Somebody said, just said, I saw that Locked Up Abroad episode that you were on, To Be or Not To Be.
Wait, so Jess, you're saying you're cool with the Mexican prison story?
I mean, I'm not cool with it, but if anybody, we're going to start a Shakespeare club in a month in Mexico, it would be Stephen fucking Roundoff.
Thank you. I like that.
Do you know him as being into Shakespeare? Is it
like... He's just crazy.
Yeah.
I could say, and then he cannot not be doing something.
Yeah.
He likes to talk. I could see him. He couldn't just sit there and wait it out and eat his rice with a tortoise.
I'd start
shell.
A revolution,
right? Yeah. He seems like he'll get somewhere and he'll figure that shit out.
But
right.
Even the part of the thing where he said that his dad had to pay $50,000 over a $200 drug deal.
I mean, they keep white people down there because they think they have money. And then look at him; he looks like he has money.
Well, I think that first story is a fucking lie. What about you, Michael Evans?
I'm thinking that I think the first story is a lie. I'm all in on the ghost story.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the truth to me.
All right. So we all voted. Which one is the lie?
The first story was a lie.
Oh, no shit. Come on, Jessica. I mean,
what a reveal.
Ghost story was true.
I had heard that. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was you telling me.
You know it's true because if you talk to him about it, he get like, go ask him. But he'll go, yeah. It's just, it's quiet. It really happened.
No,
it really
just
happened.
Like it really happened with the back thing.
I believe
you. Yeah. Oh, you don't roll your eyes when Jesus tells you, but if I tell you.
I can't wait to show you these orb videos when we get off. Oh,
they're real. Yeah. It's real.
That specs of
Jessica,
dust.
Maybe we could get Sheikah down here convinced you it's real.
Yes.
We're fucking around, bro. Yeah.
But the reason I did think it was a story is the $50,000 over $200. And my dad, they gave him Oxy and when he was older and he was like, I remember like the time and space when it had just come out and he was like, I can't take this shit. This shit's terrible.
I was hooked on Oxy. It came out, I think, in like 97.
Really?
Yeah. And I'd been doing it since 2000.
Oh,
so that part
that's
was
what somebody was commenting about. They said that I've been doing, my mom was on it in 1995.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I was way ahead of time with that shit. Okay. I had a guy who just like was like, you want to try this? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Wait, is Oxy what, needle or fucking?
It's a pill, but you could smoke it, shoot it, snort it.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right. So why don't you recap DC's stories?
Real quick. Congrats to Ken, who's on a 5-story win streak right now.
Oh, so wow.
You just broke my streak, jackass.
Well, if you believe
that's
in
just
ghosts,
you being willful.
That's ignorance. That's you.
You were definitely supposed to believe the ghost
story. We had an experience together.
Yeah. I know. That's how willful you are about
she's
it.
She's so
that's
in denial.
She's so in denial.
Someone who's so willful, Jessica, let me just pose this. Someone who's so willful, who doesn't put up with anybody's shit, now you're saying at this very moment that we both had a shared experience. You made me have the experience. That's not in your personality.
That is crazy.
You wouldn't fake an experience. You're too strong-willed.
No, that's the difference. I do things that people. I'm gonna give up some of myself. This is not gonna seem good, but I'll go along with people.
I've never seen that side of you.
Yeah, that's, me either.
I go along.
Yeah.
With people.
Yeah.
The girl with the mohawk and the tattoos that say fuck off goes along with people.
Yes, you're very strong-willed.
Yeah, I know.
But in this one fucking
circumstance, you went, oh! Yeah. To impress a door guy you didn't even give a fuck about at 12:45 a.m. Bullshit! That story is a lie, Jessica.
All right, let's move on to yours. Recap, please.
All right, DC's first story. He worked at a credit card company, and a girl would leave him some elementary school-style love notes on his desk. They go on a date and then end up deciding to go to the movies, and then to further the romanticism, end up at a Motel 6 where they did it, and she snatched the condom off of him, and he blows his load in her because it couldn't stop it. And he was offended afterward because he realized what she had done, and then she was pregnant and then ghosted him.
So when you left that night, you just said, hey, that was fucked up, and left?
That was it. I said, that's fucked up. That, you know, and I kind of, I wanted to have someone to blame because I think I made a mistake too by not pulling out. So I think that was like my scapegoat of being like, leave me alone. Like, I'm done with you.
Oh,
and
so
to try to make her feel guilty.
So now you're admitting it that you could control it.
I mean, with certain strength.
At what cost?
Yeah.
At what cost?
Yeah. I don't want to hurt myself.
You could stop the bullet from coming out of the gun, too. At what cost?
Yeah.
The gun breaks.
It explodes.
Yeah.
I don't want to die trying to stop a nut.
Now, you said... You said
it's like
that,
a sneeze.
Right.
You said that she told you, I just wanted to feel you.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And then did you just be like, that was fucked up, and you just gave her the silent treatment and got dressed?
Silent treatment. And we had a couple drinks after, but silent treatment. I just wasn't talking to her anymore.
So, oh, you had drinks after?
Yeah, we had drinks after.
Silent drinks after?
Yeah. I was just, you know, I just got drunk. What else do you do after you, like...
Mm-hmm. Impregnate somebody?
Yeah.
Well, if you're offended, you get the fuck out of there.
I wanted to leave, but, you know...
Yeah.
After drinking, I didn't want to drive.
Oh, you're so responsible then. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I know, I'm all like, oh shit, yeah. He's about to crack now. Okay, second story.
Somebody said Sheikah's a legend. I think they think Sheikah is the girl in both stories.
Wow, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
He got whooped twice.
Yeah.
In fifth grade, he took an ass whooping from a girl named Sheikah because he called her a bitch in passing. It was a politely bitch calling, but still she didn't appreciate it. So he goes home and cries to his sister, but lies and said he didn't do anything to get the ass whipping. So she goes to fight Sheikah. Sheikah, being the champ that she is, beats her ass too.
Can we ask what your sister's first name is?
Shalonda.
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 Yeah.
So Sheikah beat Shalonda's ass, and that was pretty much it.
Wow. What grade were they in, do you think? Do you remember?
The Sheikah?
Yeah.
Sheikah had to be ninth grade.
And so she was in the same grade as your sister?
Yeah. Same grade as my sister.
I could totally see that happening because I have two boys of just, they just say random stupid shit thinking they're trying to show off. And I love that she beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. I deserved it. I did. I deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having a really hard time with these because you guys are either overacting or underacting on these stories. And I don't know if it's to fool me or if it's because they're true or, you know what I mean?
Well, this is the game.
Yeah,
you're mad that we're trying hard and having integrity on your podcast. She's like, I got these two guys and they really are into the thing I created and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, why is it throwing
sorry.
You off?
Sorry
why
for coming with passion.
Because I can't tell if it's in earnest or if he's overacting it to make us feel like...
Oh, so you're saying he's doing a good job as a guest on your show?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But ghosts aren't fucking real. That's what I'm saying. But you're all a great actor. Oh.
So let's, anybody gonna vote?
In a stunning move here at the Liars Club, again, every single person thinks that the first story is a lie. Leah says she might change her mind to go against the grain. But Leah, I would just forewarn you, probably don't do that.
Huh. Well, I think the first story is, it's not that I think whether it's a lie or not, but I think it's just complete and utter bullshit. Like, that's what I think. Like,
well, he does have two kids that are 18 and 19. We established that at the Ice House show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh.
True.
Yeah. Oh.
He's got two girls. We know that.
Uh-huh.
Two daughters.
And so what did your sister do after Sheikah beat the shit out of her? Did she come home and beat the shit out of you?
No. She just came home and, like, took it on the chin.
Can't imagine an older sister doing that. I'd be like windmills, bitch.
Right, like wow. She couldn't, like she just had.
She's probably exhausted from having her ass beat by.
Right.
Sheikah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. All right. So, what do you think, Jess?
Well, Sheikah also sounds like a wrestler's name.
Uh huh.
You know, it doesn't sound real.
That sounds real to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't to me.
There was a girl named Sharkeesha not long ago in a viral video.
Sharkeesha?
Yeah, she hit a girl on the head with a
I forgot about Sharkeesha. Yeah.
No, Sharkeesha, no. Mm-hmm. She hit a girl on the head with a shovel.
Yeah. So I've been hearing about this girl.
Sheikah is not the strangest name I've ever heard.
Yeah, I don't think
but it just sounds like a wrestler's name that he would have come up with on the spot. No?
Oh, like the Sheik?
Yeah.
Iron Sheikah.
Like Iron Sheikah.
Iron
Sheikah. But we didn't call her
Iron Sheikah.
But that's fucking great.
Iron Sheikah.
Yeah, that's what she should be called.
Damn.
She should be called Iron Sheikah. Now it makes sense.
Have you ever seen her since?
Never again.
Wow.
What do you think, Michael Evans?
I think Sheikah's completely real, and I think we can't be too careful.
You never saw her again?
No, she was older. I never saw Sheikah.
You never saw her? That's bullshit.
She did her work. Legends leave us early.
I didn't want to see her again. I was like, I never
saw her
again.
Someone comes to town, does shit like that, they're on to the next town.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
That's the truth. I think that's the true one.
It's such a hard one because the first story you told so many little details and you added on. And the second story, you're not adding. You're hardly any details. Blah, blah, blah. Done. Nothing added on. Mm.
Did you pull her hair? Did you try anything?
No, I did. Fetal. What is fetus position?
Mm-hmm.
I curled up.
Yeah.
And she took it. And she was kicking me in my ribs.
Oh, you just poor took thing.
It. I just remember my ribs and got up and was like, ah, crying.
All right, yeah. I am going to go out on the limb and say that
Sheikah's a lie.
Sheikah's story is true. I think that other one is a lie.
That's mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think first is a lie?
I think the Sheikah's story is true.
Oh, he's going to fucking trick us all. I know it.
What do you think, Jeff?
I think Sheikah is a lie. Sheikah is the lie.
So you think first is true?
I do.
Jessica, you make me laugh. There's no other Jessica on this fucking planet. You are in competition with nobody. You're
one of a kind.
Yeah, you're going one right to kind. The top. Very there true. Is only one Jessica. You are God. You're doing it.
Oh, you're special.
Thank
all right.
You.
And what do you think, Steven? What was your vote?
The ass beating is real.
Yeah. And Michael?
I think the Sheikah story is true.
Okay.
Because shit like that happens. Yeah. Just like,
I'm not saying there's not some kind of truth or it's in some world to the first story. I just don't think maybe it happened to him or happened exactly that way. And also, I'm just afraid to talk shit about Sheikah.
Yeah. Don't.
She comes here.
She'll come back.
Yeah.
You how did she spell dollars? Her name? Do you remember how she spelled it?
S-H-E-K-I?
You say it K-A? Three times.
Yeah. No, you never saw her again, but you know how to spell her name.
Yeah, everybody online spelling it S-H-E-I-K-A.
Yeah,
it seems
yeah that's okay. About right.
And what do you think?
I think that Sheikah story is true. But somebody wants to know, did Sheikah have colored beads on her hair?
No, she had, like, all a, she had like a, like it was like a, like she had like a short haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's she fighting. Like she can't have that long hair. She's fighting, dude.
Wow. Wow, I don't know. I almost want to go with you, Jessica. I almost want to change it. All right, I'm changing my vote to Jessica's vote. The first
come
story,
over to the dark side.
Yeah, is a
Sheikah
truth.
Is a lie.
Sheikah is a lie. All right, which one is the lie?
The lie is the first story.
Yeah,
Sheikah's a truth.
Come on. I mean, it's so odd.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was.
Are y'all even?
That
crying?
Was straight to. It was to the point. Like, yeah, it was bam, bam.
The wow. truth doesn't take.
Yeah, yeah.
Jessica, are you even trying
the
today?
The truth doesn't take
I'm
long.
I'm trying. I'm so stupid
I've had
that
shit happen to me
both.
Like the Motel 6. Not Sheikah.
We'll keep talking
the,
shit.
The lie is hella different. You pull from everything with the lie.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
The Motel 6, then we're
yeah,
playing
so
golf.
Yeah, so for sure, was any of that true, the Motel 6 story?
None of that was true.
How did you have two girls so close
same
together?
Same mom.
Same mom?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So she
so
was-
So just back to back.
Back to back. My kids are 10 months apart.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So one's 20 now. And one's
so as soon as the doctor said you could have sex, you so were
I
like,
went right in. Like yeah. You're supposed to wait 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I went like before the stitches were out.
Jesus. Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God. I get oh, it. That's yeah.
back
I
to
think
back.
That hurts me. Well, you guys have been awesome guests. You guys told great stories.
Apologize for
yeah,
my sweat.
You guys. No, no, it's all good.
My hands are sweating.
It's all like, good. I love.
I don't think I we're gonna ever have them back.
I love it. I love that I got to meet Steven a little bit more and to see you get so emotional over those stories. Like because I've seen videos of you online and stuff, and I know you can get kind of wackadoo. So it was very interesting to see how you told that story. But where can people find you? What can people follow you? What can people look forward to that you have shaking?
You can find me on Instagram at Steven Randolph 2. That's StevenRandolph, the number 2 on Twitter, Instagram. I think it airs this week. I think on Wednesday I'm going to be on Your Mom's House with Mom Segura, Christina
Wonderful.
P.
Wonderful.
I went level 10 on that one. Probably revealed stuff I shouldn't have, but I think it'll be a good episode. I recorded it. Yeah. I left there going, oh boy, should I have done that? So that's how you know it's a good podcast. So that should be a fun one. I think it airs this week, but I recorded it a couple weeks ago, so I'm waiting. So I don't know when it's going to air. But yeah, that I'm really excited about that. I also have my own podcast. I would love the support. So Deep with Steven Randolph. You can find it on iTunes or StevenRandolph.com/podcast. That's the best way to find it.
Go to
the
little musical note. What about you?
I'm at DC Ervin Comedy across the board. That's Twitter, Instagram, DCERVIN Comedy. And check out my podcast too, A Hot Nothing. I'm trying to build that thing back up. And just touring all over. And catch me in LA performing.
Yeah, and Sheikah.
And Sheikah.
Hit us up.
No, if you're out
don't
there,
hit
Sheikah,
us up. Don't hit us. Don't hit us.
I didn't say shit.
No, I didn't say shit.
Sheikah, we need some security for you.
Room. How about you, Michael Evans?
Check me out at High Five Michael on Instagram. And I don't know. I wanted to sign out with a funny Sheikah line. I'm still on
that. That was great. It's a great character.
Yeah.
Good app. Really funny app today.
Wonderful. And what about you, Austin?
I'm at the Austin Walker on everything. Look for Stephen Randolph and I's new podcast, Convincing Jessica That Ghosts Are Real.
Yeah. Hey, and, turn up.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
The Liars Club 1, Twitter, Liars_Club. Subscribe to YouTube and all that stuff. And go Gators.
Wonderful. And I am Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels. Please do me a favor. Sorry that I'm still harping on this. But if you guys have Amazon Prime, can you please go on Amazon Prime and watch my documentary about comedy called Pervs? It's really great. It has Joey Diaz in it. It has Felipe Esparza. Hey. So many people in it. I'm very proud of it. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. And also know that we have dates. What are our dates that we have coming up?
In my phone. Felicia?
We have September.
Well, here, I'll fill by saying this real quick. My birthday is August 8th, so Cash App, the Austin Walker, any gifts.
Hey, like turn, you got to let them know.
P.O. Box 6746, North Hollywood, or Burbank, California, whatever.
Okay, we have Wednesday, September 25th. We are going to be back here in the Belly Room at 10 p.m. at the Comedy Store. And then we have Tuesday, October 29th at 8 p.m. We're going to be back at the Comedy Store. And then this Friday, come to the Ice House. At 8:30, Ice House, this Friday, 8:30. We have the Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah. And where can people find you?
Find me at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. It's very shockingly similar to Stephen Randolph.
Yeah. I wondered if we'd
have a lot of experiences.
Yeah, you got fucking twins.
And did you have anything else to say?
No.
Just want to make sure I get it
out.
Okay. And you have been lied to.
Ooh.